Hey, Bart, we're back.
Yep, we're back.
So I see they rescued you from the Men in Black.
Yeah, I did not actually have a real good couple of weeks.
They tried to get into your secret vault, didn't they?
Yeah, they were kind of disappointed. But honestly, when I find out what's in my secret vault, I will probably be disappointed also.
we actually have a lot to talk about today, don't we?
Yeah, having the couple weeks of not being able to record gave us even more time to find tons of stuff.
We've had a lot of stuff coming out this year. Some good, some not so good, but let's stick with the good.
Yeah. And so this week, actually, with a lot of the bad news out there, it's good to think about what's been in the past and a lot of the stuff in the past that we never even knew about.
Mm-hmm. Well, we did talk about that not long ago, where it's like, it seems like our society, we just kind of erase ourselves and start back over, and we always forget the past.
Exactly. So this week we're talking about a bunch of different lost civilizations that have recently been unlost.
Mm-hmm. We've got, what, four?
At least four here, yes.
I know we've talked about, what, let's see, the one off of India.
Yes.
You said England?
There's one definitely in Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And off of Wales.
Mm-hmm. And Egypt was the other one.
In Egypt, yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome.
So there's quite a few different lost civilizations that here within the last 10 years have been discovered. And so we're sort of learning about different people who lived before us who just sort of fell off the map. Literally, in this case.
Well, it could happen again. Who knows? It could happen again. They say, you don't remember, what is it? You don't learn from the past. You're stuck to relive it.
Exactly.
So do you want to go ahead and
dive right on in? There's one city here that a friend of ours actually told me about a few weeks ago. And so at the same time, apparently you had also just found it. And I'm looking at Wikipedia for the actual pronunciation. Still not sure if this is correct, but it says it's occasionally spelled as Trellick, like relic.
Okay.
So I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, looking at it, that could be. Which I find funny because he's the archaeologist and I'm not, and I found it before him. Ha ha. But what we did learn from this is he bought this land on a hunch.
Yeah, and apparently, I guess, and that's like kind of makes me wonder. I've wondered this a couple times, just seeing different articles like this where, yeah, I just bought this land and, oh, it turns out this is mythical village that used to exist. It's like, are you sure?
Well, England, Wales, Scotland, all that area, it's so old. There's so many stuff built on top of stuff on top of, you know.
Exactly. And when you find something like this, it's really interesting because there's a big difference between America and countries like England, because England has been around a lot longer. There is a much more rich history and a lot more things have been preserved. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, we are so young that a lot of the things that have been here have been torn down and rebuilt so many times that when we do find something here, it's like, oh, but, you know, how old is that? Oh, it's from the 40s. Well, that's pretty old.
Well, also, you got to kind of think when it comes to over here and, you know, war. We've had many of them over here, believe it or not. But it's the winners that write the history. Most of that was wiped away. So what was wiped away, what little bit exists, became fiction, mythology, became legend. Yeah. It was fake. You know?
Exactly.
Well, because, like, if you get, like, here in the Americas, I know we were talking a little bit about Quetzalcoatl, the feathered god of the Aztecs. You know, thinking on that, why couldn't that have been misinterpreted, like, it could have actually been, like, say, Atlanteans, a bearded man, instead of feathered. Could have been some, Middle Eastern. Could have been Viking. Yeah. You know, Viking, if a Viking would have showed up in the Americas, they would have been kind of like, not sure. The Vikings being a big and hairy and fur, and you come here to the Americas and most of them didn't really have a whole lot of hair.
No, yeah, you're looking at two different civilizations who've lived in two completely different types of atmospheres.
Exactly. So it makes you kind of wonder. Like I said, history gets written by the winners. So we lose so much history. It's so sad. But, you know, we got evidence of past, which I think is fantastic.
That even when it's something small.
Exactly. Even if it's just something small.
But apparently this city of Trellick, it was about 13 years ago. Is that when... Yeah, because that's just from this last month. Mm-hmm. 13 years ago, Stuart Wilson was working at a toll booth and just said, you know what, I'm going to buy this land because I'm an archaeologist. He paid 32,000 pounds for this one plot of land and just started digging.
Mm-hmm. He found pottery and a whole bunch of other stuff.
And I guess he's still working at this. He's been dismissed by a lot of people over, you know, just why are you going through this one piece of land? You know, what's going on? But apparently even, today, this is the 10th year, what does that say? Yeah, 10 year anniversary or so since he actually started digging. And he's still finding stuff.
Yeah, because it says that he found at least 8 buildings, including a manor house, which is thought to have 2 halls and a courtyard. It's from the pictures and stuff. It looks like it's pretty big.
Yeah. Oh, and it does look like he isn't constantly digging. And this has actually turned into a volunteer group.
It would be fun.
Yeah, according to his website, it's lostcityoftrellick.org. This is just this from this past July to August. This says volunteers are welcome to join our annual dig this year. We'll continue the excavation of the fortified moated manor house, focusing on the kitchen in the courtyard. Oh, it is actually not even volunteering. You're paying to do this.
Nice.
But yeah, so it looks like they're just taking it piece by piece. But they're finding different pieces of wood and bone, jugs, different stuff like that.
Well, yeah.
From this lost civilization that either died there or picked up and left all their stuff.
Yeah, because they're saying that there was a home to at least 10,000 people.
Oh, yeah. And it looks like from what they found, this city, he said the settlement... The specific settlement that he found had been founded by the DeClaire family in the 13th century, and it was sort of the start of an industrial town. And it looks like they were trying to set up an armory.
This is really cool. I would love to see more and more what he finds down in there.
Absolutely. Especially if the more they dig, more will be found. But if they leave certain things to just sit for a while, you know, there's more of a chance that something will be uncovered that they weren't specifically looking for before, just because they weren't looking.
And this one says, one of the best finds last year was more ancient, a flint napping kit thought to date back to Neolithic times.
So that would be before when he was expecting.
Oh, yeah. That's very, very old. That would be over 2,000 years old.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he's saying that whoever found it, he wants them to come back because he's saying that they're very, very lucky. That would be cool. See, stuff like this is so, so interesting because you never know what you're going to find when you dig.
Exactly.
I know in my old house, it used to be a farm. And then it, you know, how it kind of gets sectioned off for houses. And I was digging.
Yeah.
And we found a bunch of stuff. Like, I found, like, newer stuff. Like, I found a silver spoon and things like that. But we went a little bit deeper and we found a spearhead.
Ooh.
I'm not sure whatever happened to it, but yeah. It was a day after Christmas. We were burying our dog, and when we went to bury her in the hole, we clinked on a big spearhead. I mean, it was probably about 4 inches long. It was pretty big.
Huh.
Not sure what happened to it. I would love to go back, but we don't own that land anymore.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you gotta think about, you know, this is something from the 13th century, but you think about in the future, all the ridiculous stuff that's been buried here in the last 50 to 100 years, just by people trying to hide stuff.
Oh, I know. Well,
I can only imagine.
I say not even that, just like the amount of trash, the amount of plastic.
Oh, yeah.
That's just crazy.
The amount of pieces of cars.
Yeah, that'd
be guarantee. I guarantee there are enough car parts buried in the earth somewhere.
I would be curious to go back in a few years and see what's left of the cars.
Yeah.
I'm sure a lot of it, like the metal, would rust away and get eaten away, but I'm sure there's other parts that wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Stuff like this. I want a studio so bad. I've got so much stuff I'm working on art-wise. Later this month, I'm actually entering in another gallery showing. So, I'm like, I want to make stuff so much. I have to force myself to sleep. Hey, I drank a huge thing of coffee last night and passed out. I made a big 32-ounce thing of coffee, and I still went to sleep.
Well, granted, sometimes that's what you need.
Well, I had, 2 ounces of Kraken in it.
Gee, I wonder what knocked you out first.
Well, okay, I like my drink, but I don't drink a whole lot. It took me since Thanksgiving till now to drink a pint. That's not much.
No, it's not.
It was good. But it was really good in peanut butter hot chocolate.
Ooh.
Made dark chocolate and put peanut butter in it. That was delicious.
Well, there's another city that was just found also. It looks like back in November. And actually, it might be before that.
I keep going to my links on Facebook and it keeps sending me to Pumpkin Face and it's scaring me. No more pumpkins. Although I did give, speaking of pumpkins, I did give Illy an idea. I told her she needs to draw me this. She needs to draw me a wall. Another side of the wall. She needs to draw me a Godzilla body with a chihuahua's head, and it needs to be eating the wall. She thought it was okay. Hilarious. If you don't get it, I'm sorry.
I don't, so.
I will explain off air.
Yes. This other one that looks like that you found, the lost city in Egypt.
Ah, yes. Sorry. Maybe I do need a little bit of Kraken right now. I'm going through it. I'm like, which one? My links. Well, because the I'm really bad because my docs are kind of cheesy and I don't really show like everything. I got the links, but I don't really know what are in the links until I click on them. So you take it to Egypt. Because I know there's much stuff in Egypt.
Yeah, it looks like there's a couple different things that have been found recently. But the Antiquities Ministry found the ancient city, and I know I'm going to butcher this, Abydos. Abydos.
Mm-hmm.
That goes back to the early dynastic period, which is about more than 4,500 years ago.
Very, very old.
But it looks like they found 15 large tombs in one site.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
And it's, 250 miles south of Cairo?
It is, yeah. And it looks like some of the tombs themselves are about 49 feet wide. So, I mean, they're pretty big.
Mm-hmm. So, this is probably, royalty or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's gotta be. It looks like, and this is just the first one, it's just, the newest find that they found. They also apparently recently found the mummy of a 32,000-year-old nobleman in Luxor.
Wow. That's awesome.
It says, other recent finds, what's this one? They found a bunch of the remains of a bunch of boats, also in Abydos.
Which would kind of make sense. I mean, if it's...
They didn't find the boats themselves. Correction, they did not find the boats themselves. They found hieroglyphs of said boats.
Oh, the tablets.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they're on walls. So it's... And these are very well detailed pictures of the ships also.
Well, according to this, the city is like 6 miles from the Nile, but could,
which would be perfect place to do this.
Right. Lots of tour, because 6 miles really isn't bad, but I mean, I know like rivers change direction all the time, so it's a good chance. This was, well, back then this probably was a very, very fertile area, and the river could have even been closer to it.
Yes. This could very well have been a shipping town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they found pots and tools, a site indicating the existence of a residential city likely housing workers on the tomb, on the royal tombs.
So that would make sense. So if it was a shipping town, the images on the walls would, you know, prove very good, very well maybe blueprints, and this was specifically a cemetery. This, you know, this surrounding area, there were cemeteries, and bodies may have, you know, been brought in from far away to be buried.
I'm sure they'll find, I have a feeling that there's more to this than the all they found right now. I'm sure there's more.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Egypt's another one that's ancient, but this, it just seems to have more and more stuff, too.
Yeah, that's it. If, when, you know, especially for any elementary school child, you know, when you think of, you know, digging up archaeology, you know, Egypt is the first thing you think of.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think of the mummies and think of, you know, archaeologists going out into the desert and digging, and that's what you first think of. But then you really have to consider, well, what is still hidden underneath all of that?
Mm-hmm. And then this one here, there, it looks like they're still talking about that same town, but the information's slightly different. Like this one, they said they unearthed a city more than 7,000 years old and a cemetery dating back to the first dynasty in the south province of Sohag?
Yeah.
The find could be a boon for the Egypt's ailing tourist industry, which has suffered a series of setbacks since the uprising that toppled whoever in 2011. Yeah, it's sad when it comes to war and stuff like that, seeing antiquity, you know, the old stuff.
Yeah.
Just getting destroyed. It's so sad. I could just imagine in some of the other countries over that way what is being lost.
Oh, yeah. And this article, you've mentioned, since October 2015... since there was a Russian plane that was bombed all over Egypt, you know, that there's, the tourism has gone down a lot over there. So finding something like this would help a lot. It would bring more people in who wanted to research this.
Yeah, because they're down a lot of tourist money. It's sad, you know, to lose our history. And then find it again, only to have it, destroyed, basically.
Exactly.
I think we can learn so much from the past. But then again, I'm sure that the same thing that destroyed them is going to destroy us. Brought to you by Pumpkin Pie and Greed.
I'm pretty sure we're going to have a lot more things than just that that's going to destroy us, but...
I'm trying to behave. I will I have a list of stuff I will explain off air. This is not quite. This is like XXX. I'm trying to behave. It's not working.
Now, it does look like... Now, this article is a little bit older, from 2015. But it looks like here recently also, there were some lost pyramids that had not been seen before that actually overshadowed the pyramids of Giza.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I can.
And, yeah, it's the article is very slow.
Yeah.
With lots of ads, unfortunately. But because the pyramids of Giza are known more often throughout history, the fact that these completely overshadow those actually changes ancient Egyptian history.
Mm-hmm.
But and like, changes what we know about it.
Right. Like I say, you know, the civilizations that have been wiped off the face of the earth, nobody nobody really knows anything about it. But, I mean, that's kind of like the whole thing of, like, the Atlanteans. You know, they became myth. I think Atlantis was real. But it's a good chance that that was another one where things were slightly misremembered, in a way.
Things were probably misremembered to the point where it just became legend, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Because there's no more evidence. Can you imagine if the Americas, like, disappeared? Give it another 100 years, 1,000 years? Nobody would believe it existed. Till somebody finds a Coke can, right?
Exactly.
I think that's one thing that we're learning more and more and more about, you know, what was. But these aerial pictures of this is really cool. The different pyramids.
Oh yeah. And some of these maps that they were able to make just looking at the aerial photography.
Mm-hmm.
Is actually kind of interesting. It looks like there's this one map here that it says, according to this archaeologist, there's three maps dating from 1753 to the late 1800s that show the existence of these new pyramids, which were actually older pyramids.
Mm-hmm. There's what, 7 of them?
Yeah.
That's kind of interesting. You notice that's how it's always kind of happening. Like, have you seen the maps too? Because I know we're going to get to the South Pole, but there's maps of the South Pole. But how could there be maps of the South Pole if the South Pole has been covered in ice?
Good point.
Makes you think. See, back then people weren't as stupid as we like to think they were. But yeah, I like to see what they find more and more with these pyramids.
And actually, you were just talking about it, Atlantis. Mm-hmm. I like, it actually goes right to get into what you're saying also. And it was the Antarctica.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's another one that goes kind of like the Hollow Earth and the conspiracy. Because supposedly they found stairs, a fort, and 2 pyramids down there. Now, is it climate change, aliens, or lost civilization? Because there's been a lot of people that have been going down there that doesn't really make sense.
No.
Because I know the Pope did some royalty, astronaut? They were all down there. Although, there is a huge, I know that there's a observatory down there, but they spotted a crack about a mile from them. The crack is huge now.
Hmm.
Crack has opened up in the ice. So they had to call their studies down there. They had to cut it short for safety reasons. Oh yeah, there's a lot of conspiracy that there's UFOs, there's aliens, it's Atlantis.
There were apparently Nazis.
A Nazi base.
But I just found that link at the bottom, and I'm actually more interested in that almost now.
But yeah, well, they all go together, because the Nazis were really big into history. Aliens. They were into a lot of that kind of stuff. I mean, hey, supposedly they got a base on the moon. But I guess we'll find out if the Chinese can... Well, no. Supposedly the Chinese has landed on the moon already. The rover did. So I have to see if that's... Some say it's real, some say it's not so real, but we'll find out. Be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I just want an alien to walk right up to the little rover and just boot it. Football and send it back to Earth. Oh, that would be hilarious. I told you to stay away 40 years ago. Everything ties together. We know this. Everything kind of ties together. Some of them believe that's how the moon got here.
It's hard to say.
A set of brothers did it. And then that's how the Earth flooded.
That's how we wound up with the Lost City of Atlantis.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's always kind of curious. When the Earth flooded around Noah, And we know that's in the Bible, but we also know that when it comes to science and stuff that has been found, it did happen. And every culture has their own version of it. But if the aliens did it, when, you know, the time frame almost doesn't quite mix. Did we not have a moon before Noah, or did we get the moon after?
Well, for the tides to happen, the moon would have had to have been around.
But did we have tides before that?
Yeah, but I mean, we would have had, for that to even have happened, the moon would, it's a chicken and the egg scenario. But we would have had to have had the moon for even a small tidal wave to occur.
Kind of makes you wonder. See, and this is why it's so sad with losing our history. There's so much of this. Like, even kind of slightly changing the subject, but of losing your history. I know you don't watch it, but I watch the Vikings on the History Channel. I know they try to stay as close to the history as they can. And in the one scene, because back then, the only ones that could read and write were the monks. And they, well, the monks, the priests, I guess, whatever one you want to call them. And they had in this one room full of scrolls and stuff written down. And the Vikings came in, the young Vikings, and they just torched it all. They just torched it. I'm like cringing. So I'm thinking, because I know, because the one guy was, he was into history. And he, you know, this is after the Romans supposedly, you know, were there. So it's like just the amount of history that could be lost like that. Because I know Alexandria was like that.
I was just about to say, Alexandria.
I mean, I could just imagine how that library had to have been something else. The amount of history that was stored in there. We'll never get any of that back.
Yeah, even we, I'm sure at this point, like, just through archaeological digs, we have gained the information, some of the information back, but to the amount that there was available.
Yeah, because we're not going to really know. I mean, we may find something, but we may not know exactly what it is.
Exactly. And for all we know, we have found everything that was available in, you know, Alexandria. But we don't know what was there, so we don't know.
Well, it was torched. They burned it, so it,
yeah, but I mean, reclaiming the information is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I mean, it's really, really sad, I think. Just the amount that we've lost. I mean, even here in the States, we've lost. You know? But it's like somebody...
I can only imagine, like, the number of book burnings and, you know, hackers, just everything that's online now that's never been put in print.
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling that we're up for another... Well, we're up for another mass extinction, I suppose. Even if it's just knowledge.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I'm going to try to keep quiet on.
No more book burning?
Many other things. But yeah, like I said, I want to be good also.
No more scroll burning? Bart, you're going to just scoop up all the books you can and run, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got to find some way to stay healthy.
But yeah, it's crazy, but you said that you like the Germans and the South Pole one.
Yeah, I've been like off and on reading this, and I'm not, some of these articles, like, okay, fine, but then it gets to a point in one of these articles, if, well, Hitler liked to put people away for good who did not agree with him. And I'm just beginning to wonder how accurate these articles are now.
Well, it's some of those. See, I like them like that because it makes you think.
Yeah. But there is this one island off of Antarctica, off the Arctic, was found by Russian scientists. Apparently, the entire Nazi crew had been poisoned by polar bear meat about over 70 years ago. Which, I'm curious how you were poisoned, unless they were eating it raw.
Well, they might not have been cooking it well. Like, Well, some people like their cow. They like it more medium rare, so maybe that's what it was.
Yeah. In that kind of climate, you definitely want to make sure your meat is cooked right.
But they probably didn't know any different.
No, no. Well, this was 1942, so. But there's images in here. They found a rusted bullet that had been found inside the frozen ground. There's a lot of clothing that had been torn apart. It looks like a lot of jackets.
From the Nazis?
Yeah. All the post inhabitants were poisoned in 1945. Oh no, they're in 1944. The men were resupplied by airdrops, and then suddenly evacuated. All the outpost inhabitants were poisoned that year after eating polar bear meat contaminated with roundworms.
Ew.
Yeah. And this was a little more than 600 miles from the North Pole in one of the least hospitable areas in the world.
Do you think it was always covered in ice, or do you think that there was a time where it wasn't?
I imagine being where it was, because they said it's in the... seeing where it is north of Russia. But it's in, like, middle of the sea. And I have a feeling that north, that it was always covered in ice. Which would explain why the polar bears had been contaminated. Because until you started heating, you killed the animal and heated it up, you wouldn't have known that it was infected.
True.
Because that would have actually brought the creatures back from the cold.
Well, then, if the meat wasn't stored proper, that would be another exactly. one, too.
Which, again, if you're in the Arctic, it's not going to be stored very well.
But we also found... We have another story, too, staying in the vein of lost civilization. It was the one that they found off of India.
Yes. This one... I'll let you take this one, because I couldn't find very much about this one from the article.
Most of these I didn't find a whole lot, because I know... this one, I think this is one of the ones that, was a piece of ancient continent running the length of India to Madagascar has been discovered under the tiny island of, not sure, the east coast of Africa.
Mauritius?
Is that what that is?
Okay. I believe so, yes.
Okay, you keep pronunciation straight and I'll just go there. East coast of Africa, what was it? Lost Continent was formed in the breakup of the supercontinent, which began pulling apart like 200 million years ago. A small piece of crust is later covered by lava from a volcanic eruption. So I'm wondering if this isn't the one that... Do you remember a few years ago when they had that huge tsunami that rushed through the whole area, and when it pulled back and uncovered... like, there was a bunch of, like, buildings and a bunch of other stuff that was uncovered. I'm wondering if that's what this is.
It may very well be.
And the surge went out and came back in. So this one, they don't have a whole lot on it yet, but they did find... Which would make it sense. If this is underwater, it's going to be kind of hard to get to.
Yeah. But it does look like, in that new little piece of the continent they found, the scientists that are studying it said, on the continents you find rocks that are over 4 billion years old, but you find nothing like that in the oceans, as there are new rocks, as this is where new rocks are formed. Mauritius is an island and there's older than 9 million years old on the island. A lot of this seems formed you know, as it's been under, as it's been on the sea. So it may, this may have been part of, you know, part of a continent before. It may have been formed by the lava splitting
but
the continent apart, and it just grew on its own.
Right, with the was it zircons they found?
Yeah.
See, this is another one. You never know what you're going to find. You never know. But wouldn't that be interesting if this would be a part of Atlantis? That Atlantis you know, they expect it to be this size, but in actuality, Atlantis was like the world. Wouldn't that be interesting Atlantis was Pangaea? Is that what they called it, where it was all one island?
Pangaea, yeah. And that was like the original island. And it's just been different names after a while, because this says right here, this small little piece of land used to be part of Gondwana.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, that was a continent, you know, more than 200 million years ago that most people don't even talk about now.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's quite interesting. That's another one I can't wait. I want to see once they get more or able to get more information. Kind of makes me want to go and start digging myself.
Oh yeah, huh. That's one of the things. Like, you don't even have to be, you know, out in one of these islands or, you know, a foreign country where there is a rich history. You know, like, just go out to your backyard and maybe not dig as much as this, but just, you know, just dig and see what you find, you know, on the top layer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, because, I mean, you never know what you're going to find. I mean, could be like that guy who was on a hunch and found a very, very, very old, you know, town.
Exactly.
I mean, hey, maybe here we'll be able to find actual full-on proof the Vikings were here. Which I think
Exactly, yeah.
Oh, we already kind of know that. I think the Vikings, possibly the Middle Eastern and the Chinese beat Columbus to the States.
I think a lot of people beat Columbus to the States.
But hey, the pros, if you have the money, you can write the history. So go on, Bart.
Or you were smart enough to leave because you realized you probably had better prospects other places.
Nah. I think it's if you have enough money and you have a big enough eraser, you can write your own history. But yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing more and more stuff once they start, you know, bringing it out, what they actually start to find.
Oh, yeah.
What else are they going to find? Because I know a lot of this, like, kind of, like, especially, like, the South Pole, it kind of gets lumped into crazies and conspiracies, but I really don't think it's conspiracies. I think that there's something there. If I can find it, I'll show you. They did find a map, and how could they find a map, you know, whoever made it, how can there be a map of a continent that's constantly covered in ice? Or, like I said, or was it? I mean, they showed this one here, Egypt, they showed the pyramids that they didn't think existed, that was a myth, and now it's actually real. Kind of makes you wonder what else is going to be seen as truth.
And that may, too, some of these things may have changed over time. You know, they didn't even know about the pyramids that overshadowed the ones we already knew about. Land changes so often that, like we were saying with Atlantis, you know, it could, one year it could be one thing, and 100 years later, everything's underwater, and suddenly the land is a completely different shape. You know, it's the way the globe is continuously changing with global warming, and our own...
Global warming is fake. Which is hilarious, because we're from Ohio, and anybody knows, it's not right to be in the middle of February and be in the 60s.
Exactly.
It is not right. But of course, it's in the 60s, and the following day, it's in the 30s.
That's just Ohio for you.
Oh, I know. It's just easiest to say Ohio.
But like I'm saying, you know, stuff like this where the where environments are consistently changing on an hourly basis, you know, it's hard to say how things were 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 1,000,000 years ago.
A generation.
Even when we have maps, it's, you know, all the research that can be done to study ancient civilizations like this, you really can't have an absolute guarantee what it was like.
It takes a generation. Because if you have a generation, they're not going to remember something, because if it's not being used anymore.
Yeah.
You have a massive flood. It changes everything. I'm almost wondering, with the way weather's going, I think we're heading for another mini ice age.
That, as sad as it is, I could very well be true.
I mean, we know with the polar caps, they're melting. And what is it? Freshwater sinks and saltwater floats. The cool water, the hot water floats, and the cool water sinks. So yeah. When it rotates, it's the conveyor belt in the Atlantic is going to stall. Once it stalls, it's going to freeze. That's what happened, I forget how many hundred years ago. It's going to happen again. I think all we did with the non-existent global warming, all we did was speed it up. I think that's all we did is just speed it up, and then we're going to... It's going to. It's going to happen, and then what's it going to do? It's going to severely change the landscape, society. It's going to change everything.
Mm-hmm. And that could happen within the next 10 years. You know, that could happen within the next couple of generations. We really don't know.
Yeah, because I know we sped it up, we just don't know how fast.
Yeah.
And it's already, if you've looked, you've changed in the past 35 years or so.
Oh, yeah.
I remember stories of when my parents were teenagers, of some of the weather that they would get. Now we get a dusting of what they used to get.
Yeah.
Where we used to get feed, it literally is a dusting now. Which isn't good. It's not good. We'll find out. I guess that's all we can do is just see and sit back and wait, huh, Bart?
Exactly. Hopefully, if it gets real bad, you know, hopefully by that point we'll have figured out a way to handle it.
Dude, I'm heading for the mountains. I don't know about you, but I'm heading for the mountains. I go eat me some squirrel if I have to. I'll live off the land. Yeah, we'll find out. But yeah, I think a lot of stuff is going to change probably in our lifetime, Bart.
Oh yeah.
I think a lot is going to be changed. We'll end up changing in our lifetime. I mean, it's already has changed a lot in just our first, you know, 30 years of our lives. It's changed.
And so now we have, you know, however many generations after us, that hopefully at some point someone's going to realize, you know, more than we already have, you know, what we've done. And maybe whatever they do won't screw it up even more. Because no matter how much we try to fix it, we're going to end up screwing it up even more.
I think it's the blind goats that are screwing things up. I think that's what the issue is.
Did you just say blind goats?
Yes. I have much, much, much stuff I need to... I'll explain to you after.
Yes. 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 Here, as we finish up.
I'm very confusing. I know. I blame my grandma. All right. I guess we touch base on a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
It was a good issue 12. We already made number 12.
Yes. It took us a couple weeks to get back in order, and it wasn't a computer thing this time. I've been taken down physically this time.
I know.
But now I'm back, and we're getting back in the order.
We had to take you away from the men in black. They don't like us making fun of them. All right.
Let's wrap her up. Yeah. If this is the first time you listen to us, welcome. If it's not, thank you for continuing to listen to us.
If you like us, tell us. Give us a rating, a star, an email, anything. Let us know you're out there.
You can find us on any podcast catcher that's out there right now. including on WeebieGeeksPC.com.
TangibelleNetwork.com.
Yep. We're on Facebook, on Twitter. You can email us at TFTD podcast. I keep adding that extra P in there. at gmail.com.
Yes. And the more stars, the more ratings, the more people will be able to find out about us and our lovely, well, my lovely little rants. Because that's just kind of how my brain works.
Yeah, there's a lot of different podcasts, that talk about a lot of the same stuff we've been talking about, and we've been looking at a different angle at a lot of different stuff, and because we listen to a lot of the same ones that you probably listen to also, so we've been finding some new topics that a lot of people haven't really talked about lately, and we're trying to bring a different angle to it,
which is fun and exhausting all at the same time.
Yeah.
I've jumped down many, 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 many rabbit holes.
Yes. And we've got a couple different topics lined up for our next couple issues that we're working on at this moment. So here in the next couple weeks, you should be hearing from us again.
Yep. Okay. Well, I will see you later, Bart. And I will see you guys.
I will talk to you later.
Bye, guys.
Bye.